בוקר טוב, שתהיה שנה מבורכת, עם הרבה סייעתא דשמיא. מתחילים שנה חדשה של שיעורים. בעזרת השם, מכוח התורה, המצוות, החסדים, כל הדברים הטובים, נזכה כולנו לשנה טובה, לכתיבה וחתימה טובה. שנה שהקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. ויהי דבר השם אליי לאמור, in the first paragraph, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל הנביא, בן אדם, דבר אל בני עמך ואמרת עליהם, ארץ כי אביא עליה חרב, ולקחו עם הארץ איש אחד מקצאיהם ונתנו אותו להם לצופה. קדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל, I'm sure you know when the nation, when the army prepare himself to the war, one of the special position of the soldiers is to check what's going in the other army and to give all the information in the right time, and this definitely help to come ready and to fight back and to succeed and to win in this war. These special soldiers who check what's going in the other army have special title, Sofe. Sofe is mean lookout, to give all the information what we mentioned in the right time. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to Yechezkel in the first paragraph, Pasuk Zayin, you can put line in this Pasuk, Ve'ata ben Adam, Sofe netaticha lebet Israel, ושמעת מפי דבר והזהרת אותם ממני. הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל, from today you get new title, צופה, look out. What is mean? Your mission is to wake עם ישראל, to make תשובה, to bring them back to the right way. If you will fill your mission, you save your life. If not, you're going to die. You, and obviously עם ישראל, but don't also stay in the right way. This is נבואת הקדוש, נבואת, what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל. My first question is, what is so unique and so special about יחזקאל, difference from all the other נביאים? Every נביא have exactly same mission, to wake עם ישראל, to come back to the right way, to make תשובה. Is manishtana Yechezkel hanavi from all the other nevi'im. Why only Yechezkel gets this special title, Sofen et Aticha? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, listen very carefully, if you don't fill your mission, you're going to die. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to every nevi. We know if nevi don't say what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to say, Chayav mita. Is what make Yechezkel different and special from all the other Nevi'im. This is our first question. The second question, the Midrash Tanchuma teach us in the middle of the second paragraph. Ktiv, Isa Hashem panav elecha. Vekatuv acher omer, asher lo Isa panim velo yikach shochat. Rabbeinu Tanchuma asks contradiction between the psukim. One pasuk say, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us special privilege. What kind of privilege? Tshuva. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. The other pasuk say, Asher lo yisa panim velo yikach shochad. The concept of tshuva is belong to every nation equally. Is look contradiction between the psukim. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, only we have special privilege. Other nations don't have this. And as a pasuk say, asher lo yisa panim velo yikach shochad. Kam chazal en answer, yachol, ose tshuva, nose lo panim. Yachol lakol, everyone, what, if you make tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look of him in other way, in positive way, Talmud lomar, elecha velo leuma acheret. Elecha velo leuma acheret. What is mean? Chazal come and teach us all the concept of tshuva is belong only to us, not to any other nation. What is mean in this Chazal? תשובה is not belong to any other nation. Everybody know הקדוש ברוך הוא send יונה הנביא to announce to Anshei Ninveh in 40 days if you don't make תשובה you go to die. If you make תשובה הקדוש ברוך הוא will change his decision. We know Noah builds the Teva 120 years. Why so long? Maybe they will wake up and they will move to the right way. As we see, the concept of Tshuva is lemaisa belong to any nation. But Chazal comes and tells us, in front of us, black and white, no. Isa Hashem panav elecha. Only we have the privilege of Tshuva. Not any other nation. יכול לכל, זה סמוד חזל אס, maybe everyone, תלמוד לומר אליך ולא לאומה אחרת. Our second question is, what kind of תשובה is belong only to us, עם ישראל, and not belong to any other nation? This is our second question. The third question, and the last question, in Rosh Hashanah, if it don't take place first day in Shabbos, exactly what happened this year is not in Shabbos. In the first day afternoon, most of the communities make tashlich. We go to the river and we throw all our averot to the river. And the question is, why tashlich take place in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is day what we not deal with averot. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is וידע כל פעול כי אתה פעלתו ויבין כל יצור כי אתה יצרתו ויאמר כל אשר נשמה באפו השם אלוקי ישראל מלך ומלכותו בכל משל. Rosh Hashanah is day what we make הקדוש ברוך הוא our king. אנחנו ממנים אותו להיות המלך. This is Rosh Hashanah. We not make vidu in Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Hashamnu bagadnu. We don't say Al-Chet in Rosh Hashanah. Afal pi the first 2 days is the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And Rosh Hashanah is part of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But these days is days what we try to put all our averot in the side. We not talk about this. We not deal about this. We only make HaKadosh Baruch Hu our king. And the question is, why in Rosh Hashanah we make tashlich? The chassidim make tashlich in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, not in Rosh Hashanah. From this reason is why we make tashlich in Rosh Hashanah. This is the three questions what I would like to raise, and b'siyata dishmaya we will see something pilei 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 what will give us other perspective of Rosh Hashanah and the special days in Mirza Hashem what we're going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Is again short and clear. The first question is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special title to Yechezkel Hanavi. He say to him, Tzofe Netaticha, you have job of lookout. You need to give all the information what going in the Hazar army, and Lemaise, the life of the army in your hand. If you get the information in the right time, we can prepare ourselves and survive. If not, everyone can die. You listen, Yechezkel, this is your mission. To wake Am Israel to make tshuva. If not, you also go to die. What is special about Yechezkel? Every Navi have exactly the same mission. Question number two. What special tshuva we, Am Israel, have and all the other nations don't have? Because Chazal come and say, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Elecha, ולא לאומה אחרת. We have this privilege, but not any other nation. And the last question, why Minag Israel, many of the communities make tashlich in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is not day what we deal with averot, is why in Rosh Hashanah, in the first day, afternoon, we make tashlich. To answer all these three questions, and we will see, obviously, how it's relevant for us. We will walk step by step, and we will open with psukim in Parashat Haazinu, in paragraph 4. The Torah tells us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel upset about us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu very angry about us, and He punish us terribly. אז פסוק עם סי, ויער השם וינעץ מכעס בניו ובנותיו, ויומר אסתירה פניי מהם, אראה מה אחריתם, כי דור תהפוכות המה. Terrible generation. זה do the wrong thing. בנים לא אמון בם, I cannot trust them. הם קינוני בלא אל, כי עשוני באבליהם, ואני אקניהם בלא עם, בגוי נבל אחיסם, כי אש קטחה באפי, ותיקד עד שאול תחתית, ותאכל ארץ ויבולה, ותלהט מוסדי הערים, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, I go to burn everything. Because I feel so upset and so angry about עם ישראל. Terrible psukim. But, in this psukim, on one end, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, he cannot trust us. בנים, לא אמון בם, if you can put line, in the end of פסוק כף. בנים לא אמון בם. קם זה גמרא, in מסכת קידושין, in paragraph 5, and teach us. בנים אתם להשם אלוקיכם. We, the children of הקדוש ברוך הוא. When? בזמן שאתם נוהגים מנהג בנים, אתם קרואים בנים. אין אתם נוהגים מנהג בנים, אין אתם קרואים בנים. If we do the right thing, we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, we don't have this title of banim. דברי רבי יהודה. רבי מאיר אומר, please put line, בין כך ובין כך, אתם קרואים בנים. Anyway, in any situation, we never lose the title of banim אתם. שנאמר, בנים שחלים המה, בנים לא אמון בם, זה פסוק what we read before in paragraph 4. What? Rabbi Meir come and teach us. Rabbi Meir come and say, בין כך ובין כך אתם קרואים בנים. What is mean? הלכה היא כרבי מאיר. The explanation is follow. This coming Shabbos, we're going to read פרשות נצבים וילך. In פרשת נצבים, what we read yesterday, מנחה, tomorrow, and in Shabbat, obviously, זה תורה tells us how all ארץ ישראל is destroyed. Nothing left in ארץ ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא burn everything, paragraph 6, פסוק כ"ב. גופרית ומלח שריפה כל ארצה, paragraph 6, גופרית ומלח שריפה כל ארצה, לא תזרע ולא תצמיח, ולא יעלה בה כל עשב כמהפכת סדום ועמורה. אדמה וצבועים אשר הפך השם באפו ובחמתו. Exactly same with סדום. הקדוש ברוך הוא destroyed ארץ ישראל. Now, after this situation happened, all the nations send the TV reporters to check what happened and to give report to all the nations. And CNN, Fox News, all the channels, channel 1, 2, etc., say exactly same. ואמרו כל הגויים, על מה עשה השם ככה לארץ הזאת? מחרי האף הגדול הזה, הוא היה קדוש ברוך הוא, destroyed ארץ ישראל, ואמרו על אשר עזבו את ברית השם אלוקי אבותם, אשר קראת עמם, בהוציאו אותם מארץ מצרים. והלכו ויעבדו אלוהים אחרים, והשתחוו להם אלוהים אשר לא ידעו ולא חלק להם. Everyone understand the reason is we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we start to serve other gods, אלוהים אחרים. Now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? פסוק כ"ז, ויתשם השם מעל אדמתם באף ובחמה ובקצב גדול, please put line, וישליכם אל ארץ אחרת כהיום הזה. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread his nation, us, עם ישראל, all over the world. Why? Because עבודה זרה, because we don't listen to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Black and white, clear, simple פסוקים in front of us. This is how all the nation understand why we get this difficult punish. Now, the Torah continues in paragraph 7 and tells us what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to us. He also explained to us the situation. And he say, והיה, כי יבואו עליך כל הדברים האלה, הברכה והכללה, אשר נתתי לפניך, והשיבות האל לבביך, come to me back, בכל הגויים, אשר ידיחך השם אלוקיך שמה. קדוש ברוך הוא say to us, come back, פסוק הבא, פסוק ב', ושבת עד השם אלוקיך, ושמעת בקולו, ככל אשר אנוכי מצווך היום אתה ובניך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך, and now what will happen, ושב השם אלוקיך את שבותך וריחמך, ושב וקיבצך מכל העמים, אשר יפיצך השם אלוקיך שמה, אם יהיה נדיחך מקצה השמיים, משם יקבצך השם אלוקיך, ומשם ייקחך. הזמין הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say, listen to me, come to the right way, I will bring you back from all over the world to ארץ ישראל. אז למה יעשה? הקדוש ברוך הוא give same explanation and same answer what all the nation give. What the reaction of the nations? Why this happened to us? Because we leave הקדוש ברוך הוא, we stand the wrong way, הקדוש ברוך הוא spread us all over. What הקדוש ברוך הוא say? Exactly say. And he said to us, if you will wake up and will do the right thing, he will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. It looks exactly the same. But there's a big difference between what all the nations say and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say. And the difference is Shamayim v'aretz. All the nations say, what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu make to us? Again, in paragraph 6, Pasuk of Zayin, V'ayitshem Hashem me'al admatam, באף ובחמה ובקצף גדול, הקדוש ברוך הוא, come very angry about us, now please put line, if you don't put before, וישליכם אל ארץ אחרת כיום הזה. What is mean וישליכם? The nation say, הקדוש ברוך הוא, kick us out, all over the world. Come הקדוש ברוך הוא and say to us, I never kick Jew. I never kick anyone. What the nation say is wrong. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us, what he do to us, we stay all over the world. What does it mean he don't kick us? We see, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world. But look the pasuk in paragraph 7. Pasuk Aleph, והיה כי יבואו עליך כל הדברים האלה, הברכה והכללה אשר נתתי לפניך, והשיבות האלה לבביך בכל הגויים, please put line, אשר ידיחך. השם אלוקיך שמה. What is mean להדיח? להדיח is mean to push. הקדוש ברוך הוא say, I never kick anyone. What I do? I push. And it's big difference. Why? Because if I kick something, I stay here and I throw this far away from me. I not care about this. I don't need this. If we push something, and I would like to continue to push, I must stay close to continue to push. I cannot push and stay far. If I push a stand there and I still stay here, I cannot continue to push. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, I push Am Yisrael. It means in any place, all over the world, what you stay in Guatemala, in Goa, all over the world, I stay close to you. I stay with you. I never kick you outside. I close to you. And this is what the Malbim explained in paragraph 8. וההבדל בין השלחה להדחה. The difference when we kick something or we push something. בגימל דברים. א', כי המשליך וזורק נעשה הדבר רחוק ממנו. If I threw something, you stay far away from me. ב', על ידי ההשלחה, התקלקל הדבר. If I threw something, it can destroy it. I don't care about this. גימל, שמראה שאינו רוצה לדעת איפה תשכון. If I threw something, I don't care about this. אבל המדיח דבר, כל עת שידחה, if I push something, צריך להתקרב אל הדבר. I need to stay close. ועל ידי ההדחה, לא יתקלקל הדבר. This exactly what רבי מאיר come and teach us. בנים אתם להשם אלוקיכם. We children of הקדוש ברוך הוא, in any situation, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stay close to us. He never kick us out. We his children. This is a privilege what we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to explain this a little bit more, we know the end of Megillat Eicha, the last pasuk in Megillat Eicha, תל זה הסימפרו גפניים, פסוק כ"ב, כי מאוס מאסתנו, קצבת עלינו עד מאוד. מאוס is mean is despise, הקדוש ברוך הוא despise us, קצבת, you're so angry, and the door is closed. Finish, done. הקדוש ברוך הוא not care about us. This is how we understand the פסוק. מאוס מאסתנו, קצבת עלינו עד מאוד, and the פסוק is so said and so terribly, and we say again, we don't want to finish with this bad פסוק, what we say in Tisha B'Av again, השיבנו השם אליך ונשובה, חדש ימינו כקדם. קם ריש לקיש, זה גרייט בעל תשובה. ריש לקיש was super gangster, and he came בעל תשובה one day. And many of the members of תשובה in the Shas come from ריש לקיש. And he came and say, we not understand the posuk. The posuk don't say, הקדוש ברוך הוא close the door. We need to read the posuk in other way. And Chazal tells us in paragraph 10, כי מאוס מאסתנו, קצבת עלינו עד מאוד, אמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, אם מאיסאי לצוואר. אם הקדוש ברוך הוא despise us, the door is really closed. ואם קציפאי, אם הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא only angry about us, it's צוואר. We have chance, the door is still open. Why? The call man the kais, everyone what he feel angry, is happened to him one day, two days, after this, sofeili itratzei. In the end, he come back to the normal. Come Reish Lakish and say to us, how we need to read the posuk? Ki maos me'astanu? No, Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't close the door. Katzavta aleinu ad me'od. You only feel angry about us. Okay, but the door is still open. Today you're angry, maybe tomorrow, but after this, you will forget about this. This is what Reish Lakish comments. And from this reason, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you only angry about us, if the door is still open, is not closed, no, השיבנו השם אליך ונשובה, חדש ימינו כקדם. The door is open, we want to walk in. Open a little bit more the door. And we will walk in, and we will stay again together. This is how Reish Lakish explained the end of Megillat Echa. Is conversation between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki maos me'astanu, siman she'ela, siman kriya. Really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the door is closed? Definitely not. Katzavta aleinu, you're only angry. No, but the door is still open. Az hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'neshuva, chadesh yaminu kekedem. And Reish Lakish, the great Baal Tshuva, what he explained to us, he also feel from his life. Now, פלאי פלאים, we understand exactly what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל הנביא. When הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל הנביא, you have special mission to wake עם ישראל and to bring them back to the right way. It's not same mission what all the נביאים have. The mission of יחזקאל is completely, completely different. What does mean? When we look in the first paragraph, one more minute, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל הנביא in פסוק יוד ואתה בן אדם אמור אל בית ישראל כן אמרתם לאמור כי פשעינו וחטאותינו עלינו ובם אנחנו נמקים ואיך נחיה. עם ישראל come to יחזקאל הנביא and say to him, come on, give us break. You talk to us about תשובה? No chance. We stay so deep in our עבירות. We cannot change our personality. The עבירה is part from our personality. We never cannot change. כי חטאינו ופשעינו ובם אנחנו נמקים. You know what is mean? נמקים. רחמנא ליצלן, somebody stay in the hospital in oncologia. Oncologia, ירחם השם, עיין המחלה. Yes, he walked to the hospital, one-way ticket. No chance to go back to the normal life. Bam, אנחנו נמקים, we feel we destroyed ourselves completely. No chance to change this condition. If Am Israel will say this to you, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל, tell them back, let's posuk in paragraph 1, אמור עליהם, חי אני נאום השם אלוקים, אם אכפוץ במות הרשע, כי אם בשוב רשע מדרכו הקדוש ברוך הוא סוער, חי אני, והיה כי אם אכפות זה מות הרשע וחיה, שובו שובו מדרככם הרעים, ולמה תמותו בית ישראל. The mission of Yechezkel is to say to us, עם ישראל, in any situation, in any place, never give up. Never give up. הקדוש ברוך הוא swear, if you only look of me, I will look of you again, and I give you my hand, and I will take you out. Give me chance, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to us. Don't give up. You don't trust yourself? Maybe, but trust me. Give me chance. Look only of me, and you will see how I look of you, and I take you out from your bad condition. This is special about Yechezkel. All the Nevi'im come and say to us, please, wake up, make tshuva, try to stay in the right way. Yes, Hanavi Yechezkel is the Navi who stay in the Gola. He get Nevuot in the Gola, Na'ar Kvar. He stay in Chutz La'aretz, all over the world. He see exactly the situation, how Am Yisrael look. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu send them in this situation and say, never give up, come back. This is unique about Yechezkel. And this is very special mission. And this is what the Midrash Tanchum come and tells us. Issa Hashem panav elecha. Issa Hashem panav elecha. This is our privilege. Obviously, the concept of tshuva is belong to all the nations. And we bring few examples about Nineveh, about the time of Noah. But concept of tshuva is mean when the nations wake up by himself to do the right way, the right thing what they need to do. Exactly what happened in Nineveh. We have privilege if we stay so deep in the Averot, so deep, and we feel we cannot do this. No chance. Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, don't say this. You can change everything quickly. Give me your hand, I give you my hand, and you will see you stay in other place. This is Issa Hashem Panav Elecha. This is a privilege what we have and any other nations don't have. From this reason, it's Pilei Pleim in paragraph 14, the famous Mishnah in end of Masechet Yuma, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Israel lifnei mi. You don't have? So maybe you get the wrong paper. עד 12? אין יותר. וואה. כי לי נתנו עם יותר. אז נמשיך את זה בעל פה. חבל. נמשיך את זה בעל פה. אז רבי עקיבא come and say to us in paragraph 14, אמר רבי עקיבא, אשריכם ישראל, לפני מי אתם מתארים ומי מתאר אתכם. רבי עקיבא, stay after חורבן הבית. After עם ישראל, give up. And רבי עקיבא, come and say, לפני מי אתם מתארים. Who is רבי עקיבא? רבי עקיבא is man, when he was young, he say, מי ייתן לי תלמיד חכם והנשכנו כחמור. Give me Yeshiva Bocher, give me Talmid Chochem, and I bite them same as donkey. Comes the Maharan and say, why Rabbi Akiva want to bite this person, this Talmid Chacham, same how donkey bite, not how dog bite. Dog, a kelev, noshech. Why dog? Why a donkey? Is the Maharal explain, when the donkey bite, he take part of the flesh out. When the dog bite. When the donkey bite, he also broke the bones. Rabbi Akiva come and say, give me any Talmid Chacham. I want to broke his bones. He stays so far. And he come and say to us, look what happened to me. How all my life changed. Lifnei mi atem mitaharim. Because one day, when I stay so deep, I recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't stay far away from me. He stay close to me. And if I feel this, what I stay really far away, completely in the other side. You, he say to us, but you definitely stay more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I stay, you can't feel this kind of feeling. This is what Rabbi Akiva. From this reason, is Pilei, Pilei Pleim. Rabbi Akiva have special title in Chazal. Koves, Laundryman. This is the title what the Yerushalmi give to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva teach us How we can clean the averot what we have. What is mean? Pilei plain. The first time what we find kibus, to clean something in the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu say to Am Israel, kibsu bigdechem ve'itaru. Before Kabbalat HaTorah, we need to prepare ourselves to come ready. Is Moshe Rabbeinu say to us, kibsu bigdechem, clean all your dress. What does it mean? Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu koves aya, shaya mechabes avonoteim shel Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu mechabes avonoteim shel Israel. He knows how to wake us up and to clean our mistakes. In the end of the days, as the Pasuk tells us about Melech HaMashiach, Kibes Bayayin Levusho. Chazal omrim, Melech HaMashiach atid lechabes avonoteim shel Israel. Melech HaMashiach will clean all the dirty, all the wrong things what we do in our life. Between Moshe Rabbeinu, the first laundryman, to Melech HaMashiach, the last laundryman. Come David HaMelech. In Tehilim, Perek Nun Aleph. Famous capital Tehilim, what is good to say this from time to time in Chodesh Elul. David HaMelech tells us, למנצח, מזמור לדוד, חנני אלוהים כחסדך, כרוב רחמך מחה פשעי, and he say, ערב כבסייני מאבוני, ומחטאתי תארייני. David HaMelech say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you will clean my averot. Erev kabseini me'avoni. What is mean? When you go to the laundryman and you give him shirt or suit, what is dirty? He have two ways to clean the suit. One way, he takes something in his hand and he start to rip the suit and to take out what is dirty. But sometimes when he does this, he also hurts the suit. Other way, to put spray. When you put spray on the dirty place, it's very easy to clean. Come David HaMelech and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will come, the laundry man. You will clean my averot. Because when you will clean my averot, you don't do this with Yisurim, with difficult time. You will put some spray, you will take the averot for me. You will show me the avera is not part for me. When the avera is not part for me, it's very easy to clean the dirty thing. And this is exactly the famous Gemara. What Chazal tells us about Elisha ben Avua. Elisha ben Avua have nickname. What is the nickname of Elisha ben Avua? Acher. One year, Yom Kippur will take place in Shabbos. He drives us with cigar in Yerushalayim beside Beit HaMikdash. Elisha ben Avua, the great Tana, what lived, ran from the way, completely to the other side, drive horse in Yom Kippur שחל להיות בשבת with cigar in his mouth. Rabbi Meir, his students, see him and they start to talk בדברי תורה. Rabbi Meir talk to his Rebbe, אף על פי יהיה cigar and he drive horse in Shabbos, Yom Kippur ותחל להיות בשבת. And they walk together until they come to some place and Elisha, אחר, say to Rabbi Meir, Meir, עד כאן תחום שבת. חזור בך. You cannot walk with me more because the Eiruv is until this area. You cannot carry anything. You go outside from Tchum Shabbos, you cannot walk. Rabbi Meir heard this from his Rabbi Elisha. Meir chazor becha. He say to him, Af ata chazor becha. You also come back. And Elisha understand exactly what Rabbi Meir mentioned. He say to him, I'm sorry. I heard echo. What the echo say, bat kol say, shuvu banim shovavim chutz mi'acher. Shuvu banim shovavim chutz mi'acher. What is mean? Everyone can come back except me. This is my nickname, Acher. What is a mistake of Acher? He not understand the echo in the right way. The echo come and say to him, your averot is not part from you. Is something what is different from you. Is Acher. Shuvu banim. Elisha, come back and leave all your averot in the side. Chutz mi Acher. Your averot is not part of your personality. He not understand this in the right way. And he stay where he stay. This is what Rabbi Akiva come and teach us. Lifnei mi atem itaharim. This privilege from every situation we can come back. And we can stay in the right place because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept us all the time. From this reason, to explain this a little bit more, we understand now why we make Tashlich in Rosh Hashanah. Tashlich in Rosh Hashanah is not to mention my averot. Tashlich in Rosh Hashanah is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I feel my averot is not part for me. I can kick this out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make now deal. I kick my averot. Please, don't kick me. אל תשליחנו מלפניך, ורוח קודשך אל תיקח ממנו. אל תשליחנו לעת זקנה, ככלות כוחנו אל תעזרנו. Why we use the lotion אל תשליחנו? Because if חס וחלילה הקדוש ברוך הוא through somebody, it's very bad. הקדוש ברוך הוא, we make deal, I kick my עבירות, and you don't kick me. I show you my עבירות is not part for me, and you show me you accept me and you give me the opportunity to stay close to you. This is the concept of Tashlich in Rosh Hashanah. From this reason, Spilei Pleim, Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Yomim Noroim, have many titles. One of the titles what we have, what we use again and again, is Abba, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. Arizal come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, have other title. Ima. He is also Ima. What is mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Abba, Pilei Pleim. Somebody make terrible thing. The police catch him and put him in the jail until his mishpat will start, until we take him to the court, to the judge, and he will punish him. He stay in the jail a few months, all time in the jail, he crying, he had a very difficult time. The lawyers start to talk to him, to prepare with him what to say to the judge. They have a very difficult time, but thank God they succeed. They tell him exactly what to say, when not to say anything, when they will represent him. The day of the mishpat start, he walk in, he sit in his place, his lawyers on one side, on the other side, and he start to laugh. The lawyers say to him, why you laugh? The judge will punish you on the spot. It's disrespect to the judge. When they say this to him, he laughs more. They say to him, we leave you alone. We cannot stay with you. You destroyed all the preparation, what we do with you. We leave. Why you laugh? And he tells them quietly, you know why? Because I recognize the judge is my father. This means I know he is my father. I know exactly what's going to happen in the end. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Malkeinu. But in other end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also our Ima. What is mean Ima? Arizal says Ima. In what concept he says this? He says in Erev Yom Kippur, we know we go to the shul afternoon, before the sunset. And everyone goes with the talis and we say bracha on the talis. Come Arizal and say in Erev Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to say bracha on the talis. It's not halacha lemaaseh. But this is Ishita, because this is not our talis. You see, we borrow the talis from somebody else. What does it mean we borrow the talis from somebody else? It's my talis all the year. The explanation is, Ima, thank God, have baby. The baby is now 7-8 months old. Ima and the baby sleep well afternoon. They wake up, they go to visit Safta, Saba, a friend. They walk into the room with many people, with the baby. Everybody likes this baby, he's so sweet. And what everybody do with the baby? Everybody takes the baby for a few minutes to play with them. Same way we take the lulav, the etrog, you know. We move the baby from one to the other. Kids say somebody holds the baby in his hand and he recognizes the baby don't smell good. Immediately the eyes run after Ima. When Ima gets the baby, what she do to the baby, number one? She smell if really the baby do something. If yes, she take him to the side and she change the diaper. And when the time when she changed the diaper, she gave him speech, how he's great tzaddik and nechmad and tzaddik ve'ahum ve'chaviv. After she finish and she clean him, she bring him back to the room and everybody continue to enjoy from the baby. Erev Yom Kippur, we smell very bad. Nobody want us. We don't know what to do. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I am also Ima, I will take you. The pasuk say, Im yu avonotechem kashanim kashelim galbidu, and the pasuk say, also, how we smell very. Vezarakti alechem mayim teorim vetiarti etchem mikol tumotechem umikol giluleichem atayer etchem. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to us. Vezarakti alechem mayim teorim. We say this in slichot every night. ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם ומכל גילוליכם. I will clean the diaper. And you will smell good. And הקדוש ברוך הוא put new diaper. What is a new diaper? What he put? This is a talis. What we have ערב יום כיפר. Is הקדוש ברוך הוא ערב יום כיפר also have what kind of title? אמא. Show me one child. Would say, אמא, and אמא don't run to him. Never. This הקדוש ברוך הוא to us. אמא in one hand, and אבא in seven hand. And if this is a situation, come הקדוש ברוך הוא and say to us, please, give me your hand, and I put you back in the right place. This concept of תשובה, the privilege of תשובה, what we have, and all the other nations don't have. And to come to this level of תשובה, we do in one way, and the way is to talk and to open conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillot of Yamim Noraim. From this reason, in Elul, we have new tefillah. Slichot is not slichot what we say all the year. Slichot what we say all the year take place immediately after Shmoneh Esrei. If it's Monday, Thursday, if it's Tanit Esther, Tzom Gedalia, after it's part of the tefillah. Also, when people say Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh, is part of Mincha. Slichot of Elul have special place. Early in the morning, late in the night. How does Slichot of Elul look exactly parallel to Mincha? Mincha is Ashrei, every day, Af Kaddish, Shmoneh Esre, Tachanun, and Kaddish Titkabal. Exactly same Slichot of Elul. Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, we say Slichot, תחנון קדיש תתקבל. It means we have special תפילה in חודש אלול. And the תפילה is תפילת הסליחות. Because through תפילה we can build great relationship with הקדוש ברוך הוא. He really want only we will talk to him and he will talk to us. From this reason we say many times, I say this in one minute, every time when we pray we need to stand up. תפילה מעיקר הדין is בעמידה. אין עומדים להתפלל. Why we need to stand up? More comfortable to sit and to daven. We have more kavana. Because when somebody stand up, he show he miss something. Why every one of you sit? Why no one stand? Because you decide to come, now you have what you want, you sit. We finish, no one will stay in this room in 1 hour. Everyone will go into the other place, and when you will arrive to the other place, you go to sit again. You go to the court, the judge, sit. The people who argue need to stand up. Why? Because the judge knows the Shulchan Aruch. He knows the Halacha. I don't know. I need to stand up. I miss something. Tfila be'amida is mean I miss something. And I have one address. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we recognize the address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize lifnei mi atem mita'arim. Amor, I recognize only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my address. I feel he stay in front of me. This is the reason why in Rosh Hashanah we say, ונזכרתם לפני השם. And Yom Kippur we say, לפני השם תתארו. And Sukkot we say, וסמכתם לפני השם. In these three holidays, only in these three holidays we mentioned זה נעים לפני השם. וסמכתם לפני השם, לפני השם תתארו, ונזכרתם לפני השם. This is a unique about these days. הקדוש ברוך הוא in front of us. מלך בשדה, we say חזל. We can talk to him directly. Moreover, חזל tells us in 10 ימי תשובה, and also the week before ששונה שם שיטות say, if somebody daven ביחידות, ביחידות, what all the year is less level from תפילה בציבור, but in this time is equally to תפילה בציבור. Why? Because הקדוש ברוך הוא in front of us. This is לפני השם תתארו. This is the unique about the תשובה. And when we take this aspect, and with this together, we understand something else, and with this we will end. What is mean תשובה? What is, when I read this explanation, in the Shem Shmuel, in the Sochet Shove Rebbe, in Parashat Mitzavim Vayelech, I have tears in my eyes. He explained to us, you know what is mean tshuva? The rabbi of the community announced to all his members, If you want to stay member in our community, you need to pay $10,000 membership per year. You're not allowed to get loan from anyone. You're not allowed to get tzedakah from anyone. And you're not allowed to get gift from anyone. You need to show your paycheck and from this to pay this membership. If you have, welcome. You don't have, this is the door. This is what the rabbi announced. Some people have, they pay the membership and they still stay in the community. Some people say we don't have chance to have this money by ourselves, they give up. Some people really don't have, but they really want to stay member in this community. And they don't know what to do. One of them come back home. He said to his wife and to his children, I have a idea. Who will put box? When we walk into the house, every evening, every one of the family, any change, any money what we have in our pants, in our suit, we'll put in this box and we'll see. One day shekel, one day dollar, one day quarter, one day $5, $10, one day nothing, other day nothing, sometimes more, sometimes less, up and down. The deadline takes place, they open the box. They start to account the money, exactly $10,000. Come, the Sochet of the Rebbe and say, this is min tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not care about our averot. He is really not care about any avera what we do. What he care? How much I try not to do this again. If I try the minimum not to do this again, I get membership to Azerer in this special club, Am Yisrael, until 120 shana. It means I try, I succeed one day, shekel. Other day, dollar. Other day, five. Now, after a few days, I not succeed. One day, 2 days, third day, no problem. But because what I succeed, no one can take from me. No one can take from us. And in the end of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only check how many times I try. If I try the minimum, what I can, I feel my obligation. This is a concept of tshuva. If we know this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Abba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not care about our averot. Now we understand why, because it's Ima and Abba. But he care if we will try to learn from my mistake and to do good thing. This is Lifnei Hashem. If we take this with us, in this week, what in the end of the week we're going to start to say Slichot, if we don't start before, is Be'ezrat Hashem, we bezoche, Shomea Tfilah, Ishma Tfilateinu, Ya'azin Sha'avateinu, ובעזרת השם נזכה לטרם יקראו ואני אהנה, עודי מדברים ואני אשמע, נזכה לשנה טובה, כתיבה וחתימה טובה, שנת חיים ושלום.